As the Bush administration promotes democracy in the Middle East, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is preparing for its first elections in decades on Thursday. The vote is for local municipal councils. Women will not take part, either as candidates or voters. To find out more about the significance of this election, we've called Khaled Al-Dakhil. He's a professor of political sociology at King Saud University. Welcome.
Thanks.
Can you tell me first, why has the Saudi royal family decided to allow these elections now?
Well, I think the best one to ask here is someone from the royal family. But I would think the main part is, you know, the changing times lately in Saudi Arabia and in the region as a whole. And I would guess some padding from the U.S. was helpful here.
U.S. pressure?
I think the Americans are pressuring the Saudis and pressuring the Arabs.
Tell me about this vote Thursday. How many Saudis have registered for it?
20-30%. So the turnout for registration was rather low in general.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think this reflects some lack of enthusiasm on the part of the people. They see this, I would think, as too little, too late. But it is a positive step, but it's not clear whether this is the beginning of something, and what is this something exactly.
What kind of power will these councils have?
That's another point that's not really clear. I don't think they have the power over the question of land distribution. I don't think they have power over the budget. I mean, aside from these central issues, they will have a lot of room to deal with, you know, questions like health, like bridges, streets, you know.
Was there any talk about giving women the right to vote in these local municipal elections?
Oh, a lot of talk.
So why can't women vote?
Well, you know, that is what people are talking about here. They say that, I mean, there is nothing in your law that prohibits women from participating, from voting. I mean, it's not that the law says women cannot vote. It does not say that. And that's why I'm saying it's going to happen next year. I think the government did not allow women just to placate the religious establishment. Next time, women will vote. The more important issue is of course, the political reforms.
So what do Saudi reformers want?
They want the government really to be clear about reform. To come out and be clear about it. I mean, these steps, these bit-by-bit reforms or ad hoc steps taken now and then is not enough. People here and are asking the question, what do the government think about reform? How far it should go? What kind of reform? Is there going to be an expansion of political participation? Is there going to be an expansion in the margin for freedom of expression here in the country? How about the budget?
Why do you think the government is going so slowly with small steps, as you put it?
For one thing, maybe they don't like change, but I think the more reasonable explanation is that there is a split within the government over the question of reform. It seems that there is an intense dialogue going on within the government about how far we should go about this, what kind of reform we should adopt. And it would seem that they did not reach a consensus on this question.
Khaled Al-Dakhil is a professor of political sociology at King Saud University. We reached him in Riyadh. Thank you very much.